This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, April 1st. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Today, we're talking about cybersecurity, how individuals can stay safe, and what happens to companies when hackers break in. First up, using unsecured public Wi-Fi could put your devices at risk. But what about the Wi-Fi on a plane? WSJ contributor Heidi Mitchell tells us how you can protect yourself at 30,000 feet. And then, MGM Resorts Las Vegas hotels and casinos were thrown into chaos after being hit with a ransomware attack that took its systems offline for 6 days. WSJ reporter Robert McMillan breaks down what happened and tells us why the cyber attack serves as a warning to other companies. But first, airplane Wi-Fi is far from perfect. It can be glitchy or slow, that is, if it works at all. But can using it actually be unsafe? WSJ contributor Heidi Mitchell joins me now with more. Heidi, what is the concern about using airplane Wi-Fi?
So when you're on a plane, oftentimes you can receive these airdrops that are unsolicited onto an Apple device. Those can often carry a malware, which could include a keylogger, which will record every single stroke you're making on your computer. So any password you're logging in, they can use that later to do all sorts of terrible things to you. It's not terribly common, and you can turn it off by just not accepting any airdrops that come your way or only set your phone to accept contacts. Another thing that bad actors can do is they can use a device that sets up a Wi-Fi or it looks like a Wi-Fi hotspot and it has the same name. So like unitedwifi.com or united.com or unitedhotspot.com. Even if they're not connected to the internet, they can still steal all of your data through these. They're called pineapples. You can prevent those things from happening by setting your phone to forget all networks, requiring you to manually log in to even the same name of a Wi-Fi network. And you could toggle it on and off. So do it when you're traveling. I mean, when you're home, you're going to want to obviously automatically connect to your typical Wi-Fi, or if there's one that you trust, like a coffee shop that you often go to.
What are the risks to signing on to open Wi-Fi? How would someone leverage that to access your data?
A pretty decent hacker can see everything that's floating across, all the traffic that's floating across this Wi-Fi. And so they could pluck out information that's interesting. They can see a person in the business class that looks like maybe is the CEO of a major corporation and have airdropped something into their laptop or have somehow installed malware another way, and then just track everything that they're doing and gain access to their entire business.
What other precautions should people take when they're using Wi-Fi on an airplane or in any other public space?
It's really just having good hygiene and knowing when it's safe to use a hotspot that's in public. You can just not click through on strange links on your text or your airdrop or your emails. You can use your own backup charger. You can carry your own hotspot. Pretty much just keeping your guard up is the way to go. It's really not that much more dangerous than any other public unsecured Wi-Fi. And then you should avoid logging into really sensitive things like your bank when you're on a public unsecured hotspot, especially on an airplane. And then you can use a privacy screen. Having a privacy screen on both your phone and your laptop is going to prevent the people next to you and behind you from eavesdropping visually onto whatever you're doing on your laptop and phone.
That was WSJ contributor Heidi Mitchell. Coming up, what do you do when the hackers are in and asking for millions? We'll find out how one company handled it after the break.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. So head to netsuite.com/wallstreet right now.
If you were a guest at one of MGM Resorts' Las Vegas casinos or hotels in early September last year, you would have noticed something pretty strange going on. It might have taken longer than usual to check in, with the clerk referring to a piece of paper instead of a computer. The slot machines might not have been working, and you could have noticed that pit bosses were paying people out in cash. Many of the company's systems were offline because MGM was in the midst of a ransomware attack. And now, the company is opening up about what went down over the course of 6 days, beginning on a Friday night. WSJ reporter Robert McMillan is here now with more. Bob, MGM executives had a sense that hackers might have gained access to their systems shortly after the hack occurred. How did they know that?
The hackers did something called social engineering, which is basically, if you've seen the movie Catch Me If You Can, it's that kind of technique. They just talk somebody into letting them in the network. And so the first indication that something was wrong happened on Friday night when MGM's tech people got a call from someone who was like, oh, I can't get into my account, I forgot my password. And they helped that person get into the network. Now, that person was actually a hacker and was using a bunch of information that they had obtained about a legitimate employee to trick MGM's support people into letting them in the network. So the real employee who was being spoofed here got a note. You get these notes on your phone all the time. You've signed in from a new account. And the person was like, that wasn't me. I didn't do that. So they simply reported it. And that was like the first indication that something was off. When hackers first get into a network, what they want to do is it's like they're storming the beaches. So the first thing they do is they explore, and then they find little places that they can entrench themselves and maybe ways of creating new accounts so that even if this one account gets shut down, there's a second, there's a back door. So they're moving around the network. They're doing stuff that's kind of noisy. And that's actually what brought it to an escalated level within MGM.
What did the hackers want?
So they wanted more than $30 million in ransom. Ultimately, what this became was a ransomware attack. So ransomware is basically a form of extortion where the hacker breaks into the computer network, renders virtually all the computers they can reach inoperable, and then says to the victim, pay me millions of dollars and I will give you a cryptographic key that makes your computers work again.
And did MGM give them that money? How did they respond?
Well, this is kind of interesting. So the hackers break in on Friday. MGM turns off their email by like early Sunday morning. They actually decided, we're not going to use email anymore because these hackers might be able to see what we're talking about. We don't want that to happen. So they stopped using email. On Tuesday, the hackers install the ransomware and issue a demand. They send it via email, however. So 12 hours go by before MGM even realizes that there is a ransomware demand. They know they're under a ransomware attack, but they actually don't see the demand for 12 hours. And by that point, they had already gone down a course of pretty extreme actions to just get these hackers off their network. So they were shutting down systems. They were reformatting servers. So they never really considered paying the money, which is interesting because you could make the argument, you know, if you pay the ransom, you might be able to get back online more quickly. It ended up being weeks before MGM was fully operational. Although by Thursday of that week, so 6 days after the hack began, they had dealt with the gnarly stuff, the customer-facing systems that were really being reported in the media and drawing attention to the hack. It was basically mitigated at that point.
All told, how much did this cost the company?
Well, it cost them more than $100 million. They lost a lot of business from it, and they ended up spending $10 million just in the IT recovery, just hiring this like army of people to come in and install brand new operating systems and software on all of their thousands of servers.
Let's talk about the hackers. What do we know about them?
They call themselves Star Fraud. They come from a community of ne'er-do-wells on the internet who call themselves the Calm. But this group is sort of a splinter out of that. They actually are young, Western-based hackers who don't seem to worry too much about getting busted. Often with the ransomware attacks in particular, they usually are launched from people in Russian-speaking countries. And one of the reasons is if you're in Russia right now, you're not worried about being extradited to the United States. Russia doesn't extradite, so you're not going to get shipped to the United States to face justice. The kids that are part of it were gamers, and then they started taking over people's phones to steal cryptocurrency, and then they started hacking into companies and going through this sort of tech support back door to get in. And this group StarFraud, what's really remarkable about them is in early 2023, they formed an alliance with a Russian language speaking ransomware group called ELF-V. And this combination of the ransomware and the social engineering techniques from these comm kids proved to be really devastating. The cybersecurity firm Mandiant has tracked more than 100 StarFraud break-ins to date. And it's just because these techniques are so effective, they've emerged as one of the big problems that we're facing here in the United States.
What does this MGM hack tell us about potential future corporate cyber attacks?
It's shown that there is a huge vulnerability in Western companies and that tech support can be a sort of a backdoor. Like it's this interesting jujitsu where if you have a company, you want people on the front line of tech support to really support your employees. And if somebody can pretend to be one of those employees, then they can leverage that desire to help them and turn it into a back door. And it's a really tough problem to fix.
That was WSJ reporter Robert McMillan. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Zosola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.